It's the Mosen Explosion on Mushroom FM. And Bonnie Lanham, your request is in the queue, listening in Boston. Bonnie, I don't believe that we've exploded you before, which is what happens to new Mushroom FM listeners who tune into the Mosen Explosion. So welcome to the show. And Bonnie and Lizzie the dog, you are exploded right now. Whee!
What a difference you've made in my life.
Bonnie, welcome.
Oh, thank fantabulous to be here, Jonathan.
Boston Bonnie.
Boston Bonnie.
Although,
hi, everybody.
Somewhat a misnomer because you've kind of been all over the place.
Yes, I'm a gypsy, a citizen of the world.
You are.
All over the place.
We've just been talking about all kinds of interesting things that we're going to talk about during the show, like the fact that you own a racehorse.
I do. I own part of a racehorse.
We've established that it's the main part.
It's the main part, exactly.
It was just over a year, I think, since you were last on the show.
It was. It was. Actually, I remember last year I was trying to listen to your show and I could not get back into South Boston. I had gone to Bedford for a meeting. I could not get back into South Boston. I live along the parade route. I live on West Broadway along the parade route. It's kind of amusing because this is the second place that I have lived along a parade route where there's a huge St. Patrick's Day parade.
You arrived in New Zealand on Thursday morning and caught the flight to Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was there to meet you at the airport.
Where? I was telling Jonathan until I got to Wellington proper, all I was seeing was Americans. I felt like I'd never left the country. Oh, yes, hell.
Hell.
We had dinner from hell.
What a difference you've made in my life.
In the 4.5 years I've been in this house, I might have felt one or two kind of little minor wobbles, but since Bonnie's been here, it's gone crazy.
You know, when I was little and we did the whole duck and cover drill, which always made me so feel so much safer knowing that I could hide under my school desk if a Soviet missile carrying, you know, hiding under your school desk, but I never knew I'd have to do the duck and cover in New Zealand.
Bonnie's heading back tomorrow. We're feeling a bit gloomy.
Yes, but I will be back.
Well, thank you, my darling, for the happiest 2 weeks I've had in a very, very long time. It's been amazing having you here.
And thank you for having me.
Can't wait to be back.
Can't wait to be back either.
Here in Wellington, it is the 1st of October, and it's only one more month until Bonnie gets here, but right now, Bonnie is still in Boston. We were always taught as a kid about how wonderful American customer service is and how they, you know, they are like the trendsetters in the customer service industry. It sounds like that if that is actually the case, then the United States Postal Service missed the memo.
I went up to the counter and I asked the gentleman, I said, I need to mail a package internationally. And he goes, no, we can't help you. And I'm like, well, I can't fill out the customs form. I can't see it. I can't, you know, well, we can't pack anything. I'm like, well, I'll pack it myself. I just need you to, you know, fill out the label for me. Oh, we're forbidden to do that.
Friday morning, very early, my sister Gaylene, who had the day off work, and me mum, we drove up to the Auckland International Airport and met Bonnie off the plane. And it was all that they let her into the country. See, there's just no telling who they'll let in, is there? I fully expected that it was more likely than not that they would let her into the country. But what we were worried about was all the stuff for Lizzie the dog, because it's a very difficult process getting a guide dog into the country. We had this very kind woman from the, she's the vet with the Ministry for Primary Industries, and she called me after the explosion a couple of weeks ago. She actually called me during the explosion. I picked up the voicemail, and she said, I want to come over and make sure that your house is, you know, suitable for the dog. I'm thinking, geez, I'm sure Bonnie would like someone to come over and make sure the house is suitable for her after all this time living by myself. Yes. First time I get to say this, Bonnie Lanham listening from the great state of upstairs. Wow. At 4 something in the morning. And she says that Lizzie, the wonder dog, is snoring in her bed.
Every night, every day, you're the one I always dream of.
We're engaged, very happily engaged. I'm just honored and grateful to be able to spend the rest of my life with him, which I intend to do. And family and friends are still shocked because I never really, I was a career woman, you know,
city girl and have spent the last few decades and dated a few people, but no one really special because I was more interested in my career and that sort of thing. And I think some men are afraid of that, you know. And so then we clicked, and it's one of those things that you can't explain. So he went and came back with this beautiful diamond ring, which he gave to me after a very romantic and wonderful dinner. You know, got down on his knees, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's very flashy and very sparkly, which is good.
You're precious.
I know. So are you.
No, I mean the ring. It's your precious.
Oh, it's my precious.
You ever read The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, of course I read it.
We had some very big news this week, and of course we posted about it on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. But for those who don't follow our missives there, you can share the big news.
I finally got my residency.
Hooray! That definitely deserves a round of applause from the production crew.
Yes, definitely.
So you are now officially a resident.
Officially a New Zealand resident.
When you think of how much it's cost to keep you here, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
All that I have, the emotional, the spiritual, and the material, I share with you fully. I will cherish all that you have shared with me, especially your precious heart, which I will never break. I will be here for you always, a fun and joyful companion in the good times, and unwavering support when times are tough. If we ever disagree, I will remember all we are to each other, choose love and compromise, never hold a grudge, and never sweat the small stuff. I have searched, I have stumbled, but the universe has unfolded as it was meant to, because now you are mine, and I, my darling Bonnie Jane, am yours, today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Like the eagle, I have flown, seen the highest peaks, deepest valleys, widest waters, never seeking love, but seeking myself. I found you, my soulmate, my treasure, other piece of my heart, and I have come home. It is this piece of my heart I give you, to form one heart that beats together. I share my soul, spirit, dreams, hopes, and fears. In return, I share yours. Lift you up when you are down, and rejoice in your happiness. I will make a home for you and your children, now and always. I will be by your side through good times and bad, smooth the rough waters when they come, and never take you or the love we have for granted. I promise to honor you in everything I do, and though a cruel word, misunderstanding may fall from my lips, I promise never to let it fester. When the hours go gray and clouds cover my memory, I will be by your side, and when I take that last breath, I know I will have lived. I vow these things today, tomorrow, and for always.